the beginning, when Twashtri came to the creation of woman, he found that he had exhausted his materials in the making of man, and that no solid elements were left. In this dilemma, after profound meditation, he did as follows. He took the rotundity of the moon and the curves of the creepers and the clinging of tendrils and the trembling of grass and the slenderness of the reed and the bloom of flowers and the lightness of leaves and the tapering of the elephant's trunk and the glances of deer and the clustering of rows of bees and the joyous gaiety of moonbeams and the timidity of the hare and the vanity of the peacock and the softness of the parrot's bosom and the hardness of the adamant and the sweetness of honey, and the cruelty of the tiger, and the warm glow of the fire, and the coldness of the snow, and the chattering of jays, and the hypocrisy of the crane, and compounding all these together, he made woman. Bravo. And gave her to man. But after 1 week, man came to him and said, Lord, this creature that you have given me makes my life miserable. She chatters incessantly and teases me beyond endurance, never leaving me alone, and she requires incessant attention and takes all my time up and cries about nothing and is always idle, and so I have come to give her back again as I cannot live with her. So Twashtri said, very well, and he took her back. Then, after another week, man came to him again and said, Lord, I find that my life is very lonely since I gave you back that creature. I remember how she used to dance and sing to me and look at me out of the corner of her eye and play with me and cling to me and with laughter and music. And she was beautiful to look at and soft to touch. So, please give her back to me again. So Twashtri said, very well, and gave her back again. Then, after only 3 days, man came back again to him and said, Lord, I know not how it is, but after all, I've come to the conclusion that she's more of a trouble than a pleasure to me, so please take her back again. But Twashtri said, out upon you, be off. I will have no more of this. You must manage how you can. The man said, but I cannot live with her. And Twashtri replied, neither could you live without her. And he turned his back on man and went on with his work.